Good morning, Kerri-Ann.
Good morning, good morning.
We wake you up a bit early this morning, sorry. You haven't moved to daylight saving. Is that right?
No, we haven't got it yet.
Sorry,
no,
I shouldn't laugh.
So I thought, oh, hello, this is an hour early. This is interesting.
Yes, I know. It always creeps up so quickly, doesn't it? I'm sure you're only a week or two behind us.
I think we are, and the problem is that you don't associate daylight saving with decent weather when we haven't had any.
No, well, neither have we. So we've got that one in common.
All in the same boat, yeah.
Now, your parliament, big week for your parliament. I see this issue of the integrity of parliament integrity and bullying and stuff. You're finally doing something about it.
Oh, it's the Integrity Commission, actually, which is about trying to stamp up out bad practices in parliament. And not just, it's not on, it's, you know, there's lots of bad practices. So the whole, you know, bullying and sexual harassment and all that, that's a different kettle of fish altogether. There's going to be a lot of rules and regulations brought in that respect. But this has to do with public officials, politicians, corruption, all of that sort of thing, stamping out bad practices. That's coming. In fact, I think it should be tabled this morning in Parliament and then brought on for debate, not debate immediately because it'll have to there'll have to be a thorough look at it. I think it's 300 pages or 400 pages long, this bill. So it'll go to a committee, no doubt, and there will be a line-by-line vivisection of it before it is properly considered by Parliament. But it's absolutely necessary. There are state integrity commissions or anti-corruption bodies, and we need one federally.
Now, this is an interesting story too. $10,000 for a property inspection. What's this all about?
Melissa Caddick, the fraudster, the woman who disappeared in 2020 after she was invaded by authorities at her home. She's got this. She's supposed to have embezzled $23 million from family and friends. She set herself up as as some sort of investor, but what she did was just build a giant pyramid scheme. And her home, her plush home in Dover Heights in the eastern suburbs of Sydney, $10,000 you have to slap down as a deposit if you want to go through. Now, this is probably to stop ghouls and, probably journalists taking photos. I don't know, but it's up for sale. And to get through the door, that's what you need.
It's refundable, though, is it?
Oh, yes, it's refundable. And I don't know what the conditions would be where... How you'd forfeit your 10 grand.
Put a bit of mud on the carpet or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Hey, thank you very much, Kerri-Ann. Appreciate that.